Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now, here's a question for my listeners. Have you ever heard of the term underground chic? I haven't, but we're going to hear all about it today. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to create eco-friendly handbags? Have you ever wondered why your recycled plastic bottles are so valuable? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you create chic pet carriers? Tell me, have you ever heard of a website called A Pet with Paws? Well, we're going to visit it today. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and learn more about the eco-friendly pet industry? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. This is the first time she is on the show, and she will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about transporting our pets. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4 Media, and we are syndicated on 6 networks with over 5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is the founder of the Underground Chic, a collection of stylish, eco-friendly handbags made from recycled plastic bottles. Yes, you heard me right. She has paired her talent in design and passion for animals and created a new line called A Pet with Paws. My guest is a veteran of the fashion industry, and she used to design women's clothing, which she loved doing. But after working in the industry for 20 years, she no longer found it fulfilling. She noticed 3 things were happening. People's priorities were changing. They were concerned about global warming and climate change. And there seemed to be a demand for fashionable yet sustainable products. But few companies were offering these types of items. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today from New York City, Anne Greenberg. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Good, January. How are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. I've been at your website. I love it. It's fabulous, and we'll promote it as we go through the show. Let's share a little bit about how your success story began. Let's share a little bit about where you were born and raised and what it was like working in women's clothing in New York.
Okay, so I was raised and I lived in Long Island. Uh-huh. And I went to college and I was originally a nursing major.
Oh.
But I felt that after I learned that you have to spend the summer involved at being at college and taking chemistry, I figured, well, I don't know if I'm dedicated then enough to be a nurse. So I ended up actually transferring to NYU, and I learned that they had a program in textiles and clothing. And I really didn't even know that such a course existed, but I was always interested in that. So I started majoring in that. And then actually my first job was working for DuPont Fibers, and I learned so much about fibers and fabrics and yarns, and that gave me a tremendous foundation that I continue to use as I have grown in the industry and even as I've moved now into the pet industry.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we shared before we went on the air that I used to live in New York. And, oh, my gosh, I just loved shopping on Fifth Avenue. I loved everything about New York City. I still do. I wish I could get there more often. So after you went to work with DuPont, then what happened? Where did you work next?
So then I started working for knitwear companies because I loved the concept of designing a sweater because you start, it's to me it was like playing three-dimensional tic-tac-toe because you start with a yarn and then you develop, then you knit and develop the fabric and then you develop the silhouette and then you end up with a sweater.
Okay.
And I absolutely loved doing that. And as a result of that, it actually ended up that I started working out of the Far East.
Because
I found that they were able to do so many amazing creative treatments and adornments and embroidery on sweaters.
Oh, okay.
That it was, and I loved their work ethic.
Now, what country did you work out of?
So I was first working out of Taiwan, Seoul, Korea, and then China. China was the last country that I worked in.
Okay, now did you, this mean you went there to live when you say
no,
you worked?
I didn't live there. 100%, but I used to go and spend almost a month at a time developing the line, working with the factories, developing all the products, you know, overseeing it, making sure that everything was being made correctly. Because at that time, remember, this was when before we had email and before we had Skype and we could translate, you know, transfer photos, you know, via the computer. It was necessary to spend time there.
Yeah, you had to definitely be hands-on. Now, when you look back on that experience, how did that affect your family life, having to do all this traveling?
Well, it did affect my family life. You're absolutely right. I mean,
It definitely put
a strain on it, and it was difficult to have meaningful relationships with men as a result. So I ended up marrying later in life.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Right.
that works for me because I know a lot of women with careers. It is a conflict to try to have a successful career and a successful marriage and family life. Now, how long? So you did this for 20 years,
right?
And then you got tired of it and wanted to do something else.
Yeah, the fashion industry was changing. I mean, it was consolidating, and it was just a different place than it was originally. And I just became very disillusioned with it. But I noticed actually that people were becoming very, very aware and concerned, and they wanted clothes or items made from organic cotton. And they also wanted. I learned about fabric that was made originally from recycled plastic bottles, and I was absolutely—I mean, to me, that was like the best of everything, because you were doing some, using the plastic bottles that we throw away, and we were recycling them so that they became very productive.
That is fascinating. And now, where did all this recycling of plastic bottles, how did that begin? Was it with like a company like DuPont, or how does that happen?
No, well, I actually did, and they were doing it in the States. I learned, because I've always been fascinated with manufacturing overseas, so mm-hmm. I sought out companies that were using recycled fabrics in China. And to me, what was so amazing is that they would use the bottles that were melted down, and they mm-hmm. became like a cotton puff.
Okay.
And then I went to the factories to make sure to see exactly how they were making this fabric. If I was going to use it, I wanted to know how it was made and how it's used in the whole process.
Okay.
So I went to the factory and I saw they take these cotton puffs. That's what happens after you melt down the plastic bottle. It becomes a plastic puff, and they put these little puffs thread by thread on a needle.
Needles.
And then it gets extruded into fiber, plied into yarn, and woven into fabric.
Wow. And this was all taking place in China.
Right.
In
factories that are there's in the United, we have things called a RAP certified factories and companies, so that they have to meet standards and qualifications in terms of, good housing for the workers, making sure that they, have health insurance, that they're taken care of, that they're well fed, that the conditions are, that they're good, and that they're, they're not, there's no child labor. And that, obviously, that's important to me. That's important to everybody.
Sure. Right. Now, do you speak Chinese?
I just speak a little bit of Chinese. I understand, and I can say something is too expensive.
Okay, that's enough.
Right?
I love that. That's perfect. I have a son-in-law who is working with fiber optics in China, and he is taking Chinese lessons so that he can actually speak a few things. So I'll have to ask him about things being too expensive. I love that.
Well, when you're negotiating a price, right, that's very important to be able to say, that it's too expensive in Chinese.
Perfect. Right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Anne, we're going to talk a little more about her breakthrough into the pet industry and how she combined recycled bottles with pet products. We'll be right back with Anne Greenberg.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops, The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets and the music of Motown reigned supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone, and we're visiting today with Anne Greenberg, and she is the creator of a wonderful website called apetwithpaws.com. Now, Anne, let's start. When we left off, you were in China and seeing cotton puffs, and then thread by thread, they were made into fabric. What did you do next? How did this all come about?
Okay, so first I started out by making handbags that were using this fabric. So I would have the fabric sent to the handbag factory, and then they would print the fabric and make the handbags.
Okay, this was called Underground Chic, right?
That's the Underground Chic.
Okay.
But then I wanted to expand the business, and I was looking around, and I noticed that I really like niche businesses, and I noticed that the pet industry seemed to be lacking of companies that were fashionable yet eco-conscious.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm going to take my handbag concept, and I'm going to make pet carriers and accessories out of the same fabric.
Okay.
And so that's how a pet with Paws was born.
Okay, now where was your factory? Where did all this take place?
Okay, so the factories, the handbag factory is in the Shenzhen area, or the Guangzhou area, rather. Sorry, the Guangzhou area. Uh-huh. And they were able to, so I have four products on my line. A pet carrier, the doggy backpack, and I have two poop bag pouches. One is a pouch and one is a wristlet.
Since
the handbag factory was making my handbags and cosmetic bags, I figured this is perfect. Uh-huh. I showed them how we can take my concept from the cosmetic pouch and just make it a little smaller, put an eyelet in the back, and we have our poop bag pouch.
Okay. Yeah, and I love the wristlets. You can actually put your sunglasses and your keys, and it's just like a perfect little carry, and a flashlight or whatever. Yeah, this is fabulous. This is a wonderful website. So how often do you have to go to China?
So I go about 2 or 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But my trips are short. I mean, I go like maybe for a week, probably about a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go there, I check on the factories. If they're making samples for me, I have to make sure that it's being made properly when they're starting the production. I want to be there to make sure everything is being made the way it's supposed to be made.
Okay. And So you switch from the handbag industry, which is an enormous industry, very competitive, into the pet industry. So there maybe probably wasn't as much competition in the pet industry, was there?
No, there, especially for the type of product that I'm making.
Okay. And this is definitely a high-end product, but it is a fabulous product, which I want everyone to, and you have four products, right? Tell
right.
us a little bit about the Madison Pet Carriers.
Okay. So the Madison Pet Carrier, the Madison Pet Carrier is named after my stepdaughter's cat, Madison.
Okay. I love
and
it.
And Madison is on the landing page of my website, A Pet with Paws.
Okay.
So that's why I named it Madison. But I wanted to develop a pet carrier that was fashionable but eco-conscious and very functional.
So
I worked a long time in developing this pet carrier because it was coming from the Far East. I had to make sure that in traveling, it need to be, you know, concise enough or compact enough so that the freight wouldn't be astronomically expensive. So I designed it so that it folds from underneath and it becomes flat.
Oh, perfect. Okay, got it. Yeah, and that would help you with your shipping and it would help your customers when they're traveling with it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if they don't want to carry their pet, or you know, they can just fold it up and it easily fits into their suitcase.
Okay, got it. Yeah, very good. Now, share a little bit about designing the Mandy backpack. Now, this is an interesting item.
Right. So I figured, okay, number one, backpacks are a fashion item. So I figured, all right, humans like backpacks. Why not have a little dog wear a backpack? That way he can carry his own poop bags and treats. And the leash attaches to the ring up in front. And it makes it very easy for the person who's walking the dog.
Oh,
so the dog is sharing, you know, in this experience. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay. And Mandy, where did that name come from?
Okay, so Mandy is the name of my other stepdaughter's Labradoodle.
Okay, Labradoodle. Oh, well, I have a golden doodle.
Right.
So I, okay, now is her dog big or small?
Yes, Mandy is large. Mandy is so lovable. I mean, to me, Mandy is like a person.
Well, I have to share the same thing about Zoe. Zoe is definitely a person. Okay, so now the next item is the Miles Poop Pickup Bag Pouch.
Right.
Who's Miles?
Okay, so Miles was my brother's standard French poodle.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, he passed away, but that's Miles. That was his Miles. And my brother named Miles after Miles Davis.
Oh, perfect. Gotcha. And so the poop pickup bag is a smaller item that you can attach to the bigger bag, right?
You can attach it either to the pet carrier or you can attach it to the leash.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, and it's got the poop pickup. Okay, now let's go to the Scarlet pickup bag wristlet. Okay.
Right.
And Scarlet, we used to have a dog named Scarlet.
Well, Scarlet is named after my brother's other dog. It's a Labrador Retriever.
Okay. And this is adorable. This is something that you can put your poop bags, your watch, your car keys, everything. It's
right.
And your sunglasses. These are all wonderful products. I noticed that you picked three colors for the products, and one is the blue, the vibrant blue, then you have the beautiful pink, and then the third color is kind of more like a brown.
Right, like a pecan kind of color.
Yeah, wonderful. These now, these would be fat, you know, guess what, guys? Mother's Day is coming up. So if you're looking for a special gift for your mom, and if she's got a dog, wow, this is the place to go. Right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Ann, we're going to talk about breaking into the pet industry, what that was like, and why. We're going to talk about why it's important to pick up your dog poop. We'll be right back.
Come explore with Clyde McCauley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny mixed up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy. And delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. I've seen dead people. Author Teresa Sneed says with a grin, they've spoken to me. Teresa Sneed writes fantasy, mystery, suspense, and realistic paranormal with a touch of sweet romance. She writes what she knows, full of insight into the spirit world coupled with a panache for humor. Her No Angels series about angels and demons interacting with the living are simply fascinating. Sneed has three more series as well, from Wizards and Dragons to Witches of Salem. Visit TeresaSneed.com for more information. Or search for Teresa Sneed Books on Amazon.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Also, Priceless Personalities is now available at audiblebooks.com. Today, I have a very priceless personality visiting with us on the show, Ann Greenberg, and she is the founder of apetwithpaws.com. Now, Ann, let's talk a little bit about poop. Dog poop. According to the EPA, dog poop, this is interesting because this is, I didn't know this, is a as toxic to the environment as chemical and oil spills. Believe it or not, poop carries dangerous pathogens and pollutes our fresh water supply and happens to be the number three cause of water pollution. According to a recent study, 40% of Americans don't pick up after their dogs, and 44% wouldn't pick up if asked. It is crucial that pet owners spread how important it is to pick up your dog's poop for the surrounding community and for the environment. And, you know, we live in a kind of a retirement community, and everyone here, we're too old to have children, so we all have pets. And here, if you didn't pick up, I think they'd take you off to jail. It's very important to do this, isn't it?
Definitely. Actually, I was reading a couple of articles recently about this, and they were saying that a pet's carbon paw print is it's much or almost is twice the size of gas-guzzling SUVs.
Wow. That's
amazing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, when I was blown away when I read that. It was done by some scientists in New Zealand. They wrote about this.
And, you know, we live in a community where we have elk, and, of course, they poop all over the place, and no one picks that up. But their poop is small compared to some of these dogs. Now, now that you're working in the pet industry, what are some of the pros and cons of this industry?
Well, I can only really think of pros. I really can hardly think of any cons. First of all, for me, one of the most exciting aspects of the pet industry is that all the people are so nice. I mean, I guess you would expect that, but coming out of the garment industry, being with the pet people is so refreshing. But I mean, but it stands to reason because they all love animals. So if they love animals, they're going to, you know, it translates into being nice to people.
And I find that so true. We've had animals throughout our 45-year marriage, and then we kind of took a break. We got the kids all raised, and we took a break from animals. And now that we're in retirement, we're back into the animal world. And it's a special bond that animal lovers have, isn't it?
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, when you see an adorable dog, or, you know, you just can't help but, like, smile. It just makes you feel good. I mean, you want to talk to the dog, you know, you engage with them. And then whoever the owner is like so happy that you're loving their dog that it just becomes such a nice, lovely conversation or interaction.
Yeah. And we're very fortunate because we have every day at 4 o'clock, we all meet at, we have a little pooch park. Actually, it's quite a big pooch park. And we all meet there, and it's, we've all become like extended family. And everyone knows everyone, and we're all involved with each other's pets, and we trade pets when we travel and whatnot. And it's funny, when my grandchildren come to visit, they don't know the people as with their names. They know if it's Oliver's mother or Ernie's father, and our identity is completely wrapped up with the animals. And you know, we've looked at studies, and we've had people on the show share the fact that people who have pets in their lives, they actually live longer. Did you know that?
Yes, because you're getting love from the animal, and you're giving love to the pet, and it helps reduce stress. So yes, I learned that it's that you're living longer. What I also think is wonderful are therapy dogs.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm planning on getting a dog, and that is definitely what I'm going. It's going to be a therapy dog, because I've seen how therapy dogs can just bring a smile to someone who's really sick and ill, and it just takes them away from whatever is going on for them, and they just, their whole face lights up.
What's the training? Where do you go about to get a therapy dog? How do you?
It has to be trained. I mean, there are schools where either you can get a dog that's already trained, or you and the dog go into training together.
So then you would take the therapy dog with you to hospitals or convalescent
homes?
Yes,
and actually, this is another thing that's amazing to me, is my stepdaughter, Karen, she works at the University of Pennsylvania, and their veterinary school is doing a whole study on how dogs can detect cancer in people.
Okay, I've heard about that. I've heard about that on the show. You know, it was interesting when we live in a very small town in Arizona, and when I went into the hospital to have my knee replacement, my husband brought Zoe to visit mm-hmm. me. And of course, she was like the celebrity in
right.
the hospital. Everyone, it's like seeing a small baby. Everyone was just so mm-hmm. pleased and happy. And of course, she's very well behaved, and she just lifted everyone's spirit. So I can see where therapy mm-hmm. dogs can provide a great service, especially at convalescent homes, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's good. And then you can go and have training. And how do they detect cancer? That's an interesting question.
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, the other thing I also learned is that there was a child either had cancer or some sort of health problem mm-hmm. and very dependent on her dog. And when she was being operated on, the dog was allowed in the operating room.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it was, I have to tell you, it was great for me to see Zoe. It really lifted
mm-hmm.
my spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Anne, we're going to talk a little bit about the trade shows that she goes to and how to do charitable donations and her website. We'll share more info about that. We'll be right back with Anne Greenberg.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Executives, managers, entrepreneurs, and professionals. A people strategy and change consultant, award-winning author, emotional intelligence practitioner, and trainer, Yvette Bethel, can provide you with strategies you can use to empower yourself, grow your people, build your culture, and transform your results. For insights and strategies you can use to develop yourself to build a high-performing team, you can subscribe to Yvette Bethel's weekly podcast, Evolve, Mastery for Leaders of the New World, and sign up for her newsletter at YvetteBethel.com. That's YvetteBethel.com. YvetteBethel.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with January Jones, and my guest today is Anne Greenberg. She is the founder of apetwithpaws.com, and that is the website. So if anyone is looking for, you know, when you have Mother's Day coming up and you never know what to get your mom, her website could give you a little hint or two. Now, Anne, let's talk about what trade shows do you do and participate in?
Okay, so I've been doing a number of gift shows because I was showing my handbags and also some of the pet products. But actually, next week, I'm going to be exhibiting at Global Pet Expo.
Oh.
And this is going to be my first real pet show that I'll be exhibiting at. So I'm very excited about this.
Now, where does this take place? I've never heard of it.
Oh, it takes place in Orlando, Florida, at the Orange County Convention Center.
Okay, and what is the date on that?
So it runs from March 16th through the 18th. It's 3 days.
16th through the 18th. And so then you will be, is it open to the public?
I know it's for the trade. I think maybe the last day it's open to the public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that sounds like a very exciting adventure. And this is your first one. Now,
yep.
you'll take samples down, right?
And, right. I mean, I've already sent down, you know, part of my booth display.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That'll be very, very exciting. So now when people, your poop pickup bag pouch and wristlet, is mm-hmm. the perfect size to take on a walk. Available in 3 fun, vibrant colors, cobalt blue, my favorite color, pecan, and pink. Both styles have a top zipper, and the wristlet has enough space for the pet owner to store cell phones, yep, house keys, or small items. You have the option to hold the bag around your wrist or clip the pouch style onto your pup's leash. The discreet small opening on the backside makes it easy to access the poop bags. Simply pull, tear off, and you're ready for scooping. And picking up dog poop is not glamorous, but it is so important, isn't it, Anne?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, we're contaminated. If you don't, we'll just be contaminating the entire our environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize, you know, I think people think, oh, it's just one little poop. But you start adding up mm-hmm. poops all over, and it really, really does, it does impact everyone. Now, you do environment, you do a charitable donation. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so I partner with an organization called Trees for the Future.
Uh-huh.
So that for every item that I sell, whether wholesale or retail or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I donate so that a tree is planted for every item.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
It's an amazing organization because they plant trees all over the world.
Okay, so now if I were to go to your website and buy something, then that would automatically enable a tree to be planted.
Yes.
I've never heard of this organization, Trees
yes,
for the Future.
Trees for the Future. It's a pretty amazing organization.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure they must have a website that we could check
yes.
on.
Uh-huh.
In the future. Okay. How did you hear about them?
I heard about them actually from a friend of mine who was doing it. She had a T-shirt company,
uh-huh.
and she was working with them. For every one of her T-shirts that were sold, a tree was planted. And I thought to myself,
wow,
this is so worthwhile. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what a contribution, you know, we're forever, you know, tearing down or eradicating all our forests and trees, and this way, you know, we're rejuvenating them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a perfect match for your business, and I want everyone to know that when they buy something that they will be contributing to the environment, plus if they start picking up their dog poop, they really
mm-hmm.
will be. Okay, so you've got quite a little career going for you. This is your second career because you got out of the garment district
mm-hmm.
and created this business. Did you ever think you'd have your own business like this?
Well, I knew down deep that I always wanted my own business. I just
uh-huh.
never, ever imagined that it was going to
yeah.
look like this.
Yeah.
Never imagined it would look like this.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with the picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's amazing that you got the idea to print on fabric. That is just amazing. I think you're amazing the part where you're off to China and doing business there. What's next for you? What's on the future for Anne Greenberg?
Well, I love creating things, so I'm already thinking of other products for a pet with paws.
Oh, okay.
New products and actually also some new materials.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
So then we'll have to keep track of you on your website. Again, go to apetwithpaws.com. It's a fabulous website, and you can visit and look at the products, order things, and make a wonderful contribution. This is a business that is has pet carriers, backpacks, poop bag pouches, and poop pickup wristlets, which I love that. Because, you know, whenever I go to take the dog for a walk, it's like, where do I put the poop bag?
Right. Well, that was what happened. It's like some people, you know, they would stick the bags in their pockets.
Yeah, I know.
Right. And so this way, everything is organized. You can go and run your errands and, you know, you have your wristlet on and you can take the dog for a walk. So it's very convenient.
Yeah, because, you know, I usually spend all my time when I'm taking things out of the clothes dryer separating the poop bags that have come out of my pants. It's been quite an interesting show having you on the show. I commend you for what you're doing. What an exciting career for you, and I do hope that you'll keep us posted on the new products that'll be coming out.
Oh, well, thank you. And January, it's been really an honor to be on your show, and I've just enjoyed speaking with you so much.
Oh,
thank
it's
you.
Been fun. And, you know, pet people, when you're a pet lover, it's kind of like a little cult that we're
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm really in this cult. And and thank God for Zoe. She's wonderful. And Anne, we look forward to having you back on the show in the future.
Thank you very much.
To my wonderful listeners today, we hope you've enjoyed our show as much as Anne and I have enjoyed doing it. And I've enjoyed sharing her website with you, apetwithpaws.com. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you just like Anne. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful and will help you to pick up the poop after your when you're out with your puppy. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And Anne certainly has done it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Anne Greenberg. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.